When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back again with the WIP afternoon show on a Thursday with Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. It's Thursday, which is the official week of, what are we in, week 15? Week
16. 15.
16. 16, my goodness. Week 16 of the NFL season. And that other voice you heard is the youngest of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Jackie Baseball over there. Holla at your boy.
You know what? I almost feel free today. Why's that? I feel free.
Why's that?
Because last night, I let it out. I let my heart open. And I said, you know what? Nick Sirianni's won me over.
There you go.
And it's almost like a new lease on life.
Yeah. You see?
I feel warm.
You don't have to fight it anymore.
I feel warm.
Isn't it nice to just break and just say, you know what?
You feel warm. You got a flannel on again today. Yeah,
well,
that's
maybe
why
that's
you feel
it.
Warm.
And you know what happens in that producer booth when the doors close?
Exactly.
Yeah, a little bit of heat in there.
Did you have Brussels for dinner last night?
Do not visit Jack today. It
was good to hear last night, though, how much you're on board.
Yes.
With Coach Sirianni. Coach
Sirianni. Did it make you feel warm?
It did not make me feel warm. I didn't get a John Ritchie feeling or any of that stuff.
Well, his was anger related.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. Getting excited. I didn't. But it was good to hear you.
Good.
You and Buzz. Even though Buzz reluctantly was on board with you.
Have you noticed with Buzz, by the way?
What?
Struggles to get out.
Have I noticed?
Yeah.
It was literally the first thing I ever noticed about him. I was like, he never wraps it up. He just keeps going and going and going.
He can't land the plane.
He cannot land the
plane. He's got diarrhea of the mouth.
I've told him, when you go into one of those things, you got to know where you're ending, not where you're starting. Before you start talking, you got to know how you're ending it. And I'll just be clear with you guys. I have a little bit of senioritis going on right now. Knowing that we have some time off at the end of the year, which I've never had since I've worked in radio,
looking
having that time
to
off.
It. Looking
oh, yeah.
To it.
Oh, come on.
I
just want to screw around for 4 hours. Then.
Imagine if program director Spike listened to radio host Spike.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a totally different guy. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Complaining about being tired.
Yep.
I mean, that was never allowed.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to kind of joke around today. Never allowed.
Yeah, well, look.
Smiling, also not allowed.
See, I told you, you guys were worried about what version of me that you're getting. You got a better version of me. It was a different version.
I like to think we rubbed off on you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So we have
a
big
pause.
Yeah, easy in there.
I mean,
yeah.
Man,
well,
man,
you're pretty
he
close.
Went first, man.
Yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
The big shows we always have on Thursdays.
Yes.
Sheil Kapadia will join us at 3. Mike Mayock again at 4 o'clock.
Take that, Lombardi.
Yeah. So easy to replace. Took us almost no time. We'll remember Miracle in the Meadowlands number 2.
Two.
Later on.
Mike Quick.
Yeah. So here's where I'm starting. I'm, you know, you guys, meaning
well,
your...
that would be number 3, I'm sorry.
Yes, I know. I was waiting for you to correct
me. I just thought about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
3.
Your whole thing, is that it's 3. So I was thinking back in time, and I started thinking about your Eagles teams.
Mm-hmm.
And
great teams. Yeah.
And how after a few years of real top-level success, the entire mood around the Eagles became, they absolutely, positively have to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You guys had to win.
Yeah.
And then I thought about the Phillies teams of the last few years. And in 2022, they were a nice surprise to everyone, went to the World Series. Then the next year, they did a little bit worse. And then last year, we said going into the playoffs and all season long, the Phillies have to win the World Series this year. And then I started thinking about this year's Eagles. And 2 years ago, we go to the Super Bowl when nobody's expecting it. Last year, a little bit worse, like the Phillies were in the next year. And this year, they're really, really good. And I think people hope they win the Super Bowl and feel like they can win the Super Bowl. But I don't feel any have to. And the truth is that this team has to win the Super Bowl this year. I think that the two biggest reasons, number one, is Saquon. We are getting an all-time season out of Saquon. And even if he's productive next year, I think we can all look each other in the eyes and say, given how much he's being used this year, his age, all that sort of stuff, that we can't really count on this Saquon 2 years in a row. We also can't count on the health we've had. All you have to do is look at Detroit, look at all the injuries that they've had, blah, blah, blah. And I just don't feel from people, I guess, the urgency that they have to win this year. And I really think that they do. And I'm trying to figure out whether I'm misreading it or if people feel the same level of urgency they felt with your Eagles teams that felt with the Phillies last year. Because I don't feel it with the Eagles this year.
You mean you don't feel it from the fan base?
From the fan base.
Yes.
I don't feel like this wave of, we got to do it this year.
Yeah. I think I feel some of it. To your point, I don't know if it's as, I don't know, tense as it was then. We hadn't won one. And so, those teams sort of carried the weight of the history of the franchise and not winning a Super Bowl and getting so close. It just, each year, that weight became heavier and heavier. This team, just like the 22 team, they have the benefit of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl in 2017. That I don't know if the fan base has that much pressure on the teams. I'm with you. I would agree. They need to win this year. You look at how difficult it is to have sort of these back-to-back years where you're going to get a chance to be in position. You look at some of these younger teams. I know we're a young team. I'm just saying it's not as if these other teams aren't going to be better each year. So it's not as if you're going to have some easy cakewalk back to the Super Bowl next year. Not only that, eventually these salaries that have been kicked down the road will start to kick in. And you don't know how that impacts the roster and who will be here. So to your point, yeah, you got to get it done this year. I just don't see how you don't see it that way to where you have to get it done this year. And you have everybody's good right now. We got Dallas Goedert coming back in a couple weeks. You got a young defense. If you can get that number one seed, man, not only that, I feel good against the AFC. I know
there's good teams out there.
Yeah, we didn't play Buffalo this year. I get it. But we beat Baltimore.
Right.
Kansas City does not scare me. Just doesn't. And they may beat you, but I'm not going into a game saying, oh, there's no – they don't have Tyreek Hill and all those guys. Travis Kelce. Remember Travis Henry running back from Buffalo?
I do.
Yeah, tragic ending to his life. I believe it was.
I didn't remember that.
I think so. I could be wrong. Hopefully, I didn't bury somebody that's alive. But I move forward, I've done that in the past. I'm trying to move past it.
All right.
I don't fear the Chiefs. Travis Kelce isn't 5 years younger where he was 5 years ago. So I feel like this is the best time to get it done. I really do. I feel like this, and primarily you brought up Saquon. That is a huge reason.
Huge.
It is a huge reason. Dude, I look at these teams, Spike. I look at these teams, and I say to myself, there are a lot of teams that envy the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, how in the hell did we get all these guys on the offensive side of the ball as good as they are and making the amount of money that they're making?
They're paying the entire offensive line, too.
And that's what I'm saying. Yes. Everybody over there, not just skilled guys, offensive line as well. Everybody but Cam Jurgens is, and well, even Beckton has a decent salary for a guard. But, man, They have so much money tied up over there with that amount of talent. And then to have the young guys sort of not even maximize their potential, but reaching their potential the way that they are under Vic Fangio. No one has a setup like the Eagles have right now. They don't. And, dude, I'm telling you, Saquon, with that offense and this defense and the philosophy in which they have defensively, this is the year. This is the year it has to get done.
They have to get it done. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? And the last thing I'd say that you brought up there, and Saquon is a major, major thing, is Zach Bond, as much as we want Zach Bond, you can't pay everybody.
That's the other thing. I didn't even get into that part of it. Yeah.
You can't pay Zach, but you probably can't pay Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean. And eventually you're going to have to pay Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Potentially Jordan Davis.
And Darius Slay's probably not going to be here next year. Dallas Goedert's not going to be here next year. So I have faith in the Eagles that they can sort of rebuild, but you can't.
You're not going to have this type of advantage.
This is the legitimate advantage they have to take advantage of. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? 215-592-9494. Jack, where are you on this?
Yeah, so I don't feel it. Like, I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, we all want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. But I'm not living in this pre-Super Bowl angst where they have to get the job done. I kind of think they're going to eventually get one with this core. They have the youngest defense in the league. This is a lot like that Chiefs team that beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl in 2022, where they had the youngest defense then.
But a better defense.
Yeah,
this defense is better than that defense.
I think so. I think so, too. Like, they're only going to get better from that standpoint. You guys are all doom and gloom about Saquon with whatever his career is going to turn out to be. The reality is, I just got a Super Bowl. Like, you know, if they win one, great. If they don't.
That was 7 years ago.
No, but we just got
eight
one.
8 years ago.
But that was 52 years of angst, though. It's hard to recreate 52 years of angst when it comes to this team winning a Super Bowl. I'm more in the passenger seat. If they win, great. If they don't, they'll be back. I think this team has staying power. I don't think it's a make or break kind of year for the Eagles. So I don't have that kind of same fear that you guys do.
You don't know how long you're going to have Lane, by the way. That's another thing that who knows when. I don't think he's on the precipice of retiring next year, but you never know. I don't know. I think that there needs to be a feeling of urgency around the team. And we hope they'll be back. But man, the number of teams who got to the Super Bowl, didn't win it, and assumed they would be back. It's a long list of teams, you know? And God forbid we get there and lose. We know what it's like to try to get back to the Super Bowl after losing the Super Bowl. We saw what happened with that last year. You see what's happening with the 49ers this year.
Well, think about hell. Even my career, we only got one shot at it.
Which is crazy to think that team was only in there that time.
Just one Super Bowl, yeah.
All right, so we do have a next question today. Because we have another $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room there in Fishtown. Joe and Hugh going to be there for the pregame show on Sunday, though the pregame show along with the Ugly Sweater Block Party. So it is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. Jake Gyllenhaal is 43. Jake Gyllenhaal has a famous sibling as well, Maggie Gyllenhaal. So for next question day, you will call with your sports point. Then we will ask you, give us your, do you want to say go-to siblings? I like go-to.
Notable
siblings.
Go-to.
Notable siblings.
Yes.
Do you have, Jack? And this can be, by the way, in movies or TV or sports, just notable.
So it's not even close to being a winning answer.
Yeah.
And maybe because it's the anniversary of a famous play in Eagles history, so that's why it's top of mind. Yeah. But Casey and Clay Matthews?
That is the worst answer anyone could have ever given. Are you being serious?
What?
Casey and Clay Matthews.
Oh, man.
We always get the wrong brother here.
We did get the wrong brother in that.
And we got Stacey Andrews and Sean Andrews. Yeah, that's another winning answer taken off the board.
Yeah, please, thank you for taking it off the board. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I didn't want to take any big answers, so I went with Stacey Andrews and Sean Andrews and Casey Matthews and Clay Matthews.
That actually shows great respect for our listeners, not trying to take the winning answer off the board.
Actually, not even close to the winning answer.
Not even close to it.
Ike, notable siblings?
Oh, I'm going to go with Venus and Serena.
Oh, that is a possible winning answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Venus and Serena.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Probably, and we know there's a couple guys that had some good careers, but when you talk about, like, Serena is arguably the greatest female athlete of this, certainly of this generation.
Sure.
But in the argument for greatest female athlete of all time.
Yep.
And Big Sister wasn't no slouch.
Yeah, it was awesome, too. Yeah.
Yes, Big Sister was no slouch.
Pretty talented.
So I like that, yes.
So I'm going to take a possible winning answer off the board. It's because there's so many of them, and that is the Jacksons.
Ah, well, of course. Yeah, that's a goat. That's a goat answer right there.
You know, and you know, everybody forgets about what a goat LaToya was in that Playboy spread.
Yeah.
But you got...
What?
Well, come on. I remember it. Michael, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, Janet. Mm-hmm. You kidding me? That's quite a set of siblings.
LaToya, one more.
LaToya. Wait, I said LaToya.
Yeah, one more.
Jackie.
Yeah, one more.
Who did I forget?
Sister.
I forgot another sister?
Yes, the oldest.
I don't know who it is.
Rebe.
Rebe Jackson?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of the song Centipede?
I don't think I know it.
It's the only song she has.
Really?
Yes.
Did she have a solo career or
Yeah, she had that. That's what I mean. That was her only song right there, Centipede.
What's her name again?
Rebe.
Rebe?
Rebe Jackson, yes.
And she's an original Jackson
kid? I think she's the oldest. She may be behind Jackie. I think Jackie's the oldest brother.
Okay.
But, or is Jermaine the oldest?
I don't know.
Yeah. So she's definitely the oldest sister. But she's I don't know where she falls at in the brothers.
Jermaine had a nice, well, I was going to say nice. He had a solo career.
Yeah.
Not a nice little solo career. He had a solo career.
And you forgot Tito.
No, I said Tito.
Oh, you said Tito?
I said Tito. All right, 215-592-9494. Did the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year?
Rebe is often the forgotten Jackson.
Yes, I didn't even know she existed.
Yes.
Forgotten. I didn't even know about her in the first place.
Well, fun fact, one of those Jackson boys was a cousin, not a brother.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't know if it was Randy. It might have been Marlon. So you got Jermaine, Jackie, Tito, Michael, Randy, and Marlon. That's six.
LaToya.
Well, I'm talking about the brothers.
The brothers, right.
So six. Yeah. I think one of them was a cousin.
And again, just to clear this up.
Janet was not in the damn Jackson 5.
A different question about the Jackson 5. Is that Randy Jackson from American Idol?
No.
That's a good question. No.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. Not related to Mark Jackson, the basketball coach, either.
Every Jackson isn't related.
Yes.
Well, Randy Jackson being in the music business, I think, is a fair question.
Reggie Jackson, also not part of the Jacksons.
Cheltenham's finest.
Yes. There's a lot of Jacksons that weren't part of the
Deshaun.
The Jackson. Deshaun Jackson also. Not that I know of. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? And for next question, for the $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery tasting room, what is your go-to siblings? 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Of course we got to win the Super Bowl this year.
Of course.
This ain't like tomorrow, not promised. You know what I'm saying? Like, we lost in 2022, and everybody was, like, thinking we were just going to get back the next year, and we saw what happened. Any chance you got to win?
2 years later.
You said what?
I said we are on our way back 2 years later.
Yes.
Yeah, but we ain't got there yet. Like,
we're projecting
to go there. We think we're going to be there. It looked like we're going to be there, but we ain't got there yet. So I need a Super Bowl, right? We've been to three Super Bowls in my lifetime. We won one. I need more than one. We've been the most successful franchise in the NFC East in the past 20 years, past 25 years. I need more to show for it than just a damn divisional title. And just some damn, you know, banners that we hanging up. I need more Super Bowl trophies. I need more.
I agree.
I need more.
I agree.
Corey, do you?
I agree. You almost need more to really, like, when we talk about how successful the Eagles have been over the last 25 years, and to see that we only have one title, that's what kind of gets you. It's like, hold on, we only have one Super Bowl title?
Right.
I'm with you on that, Corey. You need more.
Yeah, the one is a big one.
Sure.
But when you look at that, the three decades of success, you would think there would be another one.
Yes.
Corey, do you agree, though, that it doesn't – do you feel that feeling that you're talking about needing it, do you feel that from other fans or do you not feel it? Because I don't feel the pressure on them the same way that I felt on Ike's Eagles teams and on this year's Phillies team.
Well, like, this team is a lot younger. So the pressure, like, when Ike and them was going in the early, like...
We started off young.
We were young.
Yeah, then you wake up one day and everybody's 32.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, like, in early, like, 2000, 2001, there wasn't a lot of pressure. The pressure came 04,
right.
03. Mm-hmm. Like, the Eagles, they went to the Super Bowl, right? Now, if they go this year or if they don't make it this year, like, next year, it's going to be, like, it's going to be Philly's pressure for sure. Like, I need it this year. Like, I need a chip. We, like I said, we've been to, what, 7 or 8 conference games?
Yeah.
7 or 8.
Yeah, hell. We went to 4.
Well, you went 4. Yeah.
Andy went to 5. I missed one. So, there's been at least, what, 2 other ones since then?
I think so. 7. We've been 7. To 7 conference and 1. Nah, I need a championship. I'm tired of, we the leaders in the East, and I need to show it. So, I'm tired of them dust collection. They got them bronze trophies in Dallas. They all I need something more reasonable. I'm tired of them. I need it.
We even let those stinking Giants get 2 trophies, and we only got 1.
So,
he's right.
So, Corey, I want you to make this promise right now. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, you're going to have to be mad at them.
Man, hell yeah, I'm going to be
okay.
Mad.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We lost in 2022.
Okay, all right.
Hey, listen, I'm a win or loss guy. I don't care about them pretty stats or none of them. So when y'all lose, I'm mad. You know
okay.
that.
Okay.
All right. Corey, next question today. Famous siblings. Give us your go-to sibling. Notable sibling, as Jack likes to say.
Famous sibling. I got to
think he gave us 2 that weren't notable.
Yes, not notable at all. Don't do what Jack did.
Let me get the Ohio legends, because you know I got great state of Ohio. The Kelce brothers.
The Kelce brothers is
there
a...
There you go, the Kelce brothers. That's a good answer.
That's
a
big answer.
Those guys, yeah.
Right off the bat, that's a big answer.
Took the Kelce brothers right off the bat. And well, you know, Kylie's not a sibling.
No.
No, believe it or not, yeah, they're married.
Believe it or not.
You just shut up and let me just finish what I was going to say. Yes. That's good chime in, though. I was just going with the Kelce family is what I was thinking.
Right. But they are notable siblings.
Yes.
They host a huge podcast together, you know?
Yes.
One of them dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Contractually or otherwise.
Yeah, contractually.
Were they supposed to break up in September?
Yes.
I gotta admit, they lasted longer than I thought they were. I must admit.
Dude, it must be... Obviously, it's cool to say you're dating Taylor Swift, right?
That's
cool.
Well, I would say so.
But it must, in real life, it must kind of be like a drag.
You can't go anywhere.
Well, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. She's the most famous person in the world.
Both of you guys are joking right now, right?
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah,
I'd pass.
Are y'all nuts? Easily.
Yeah, I don't need that stress.
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'd be terrible.
Where's she? You can't go to Wawa?
She can't.
Who cares?
Well, you can't go out to dinner.
I can't go to Wawa, but I can go to Milan. I can take a private jet to this country and that country and this place and that place and this event and that event.
But don't you
can't go to Wawa?
I kind of like my regular life. I'd like walking into Wawa, but I like going out to dinner. Just saying, hey, you want to go to the Mexican restaurant down the street?
Taylor, huh?
No. For what? For a bunch of... I mean, she's obviously... He can be in love with her as a person.
Yes. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
that's Taylor Swift, bro. You know how many doors open up for you? I mean, you know how many events you go to? How many parties you go to?
Yeah.
How many dinners you get invited to? Dude. This is Taylor friggin' Swift, and you two are worried about going to a damn local convenience store or being able to go. Jack wants to walk around the corner for his coffee in peace.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
You don't want to trade that for Taylor, huh?
Nah, I don't think I would. And you know,
I'm about to stab myself. Yeah.
No, I do think it would mostly be a drag. The regular life would mostly be a drag. You can do all that cool stuff, but it takes away. I like normal guy stuff.
Yeah.
I think
I'd be able to. I'd sacrifice it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
No offense to my wife.
No, thank you.
No, I'm just saying. I would. I think I'd be okay
if there was an opportunity. Yeah.
I think I'd be okay sacrificing not being able to just walk from here to there without people recognizing me.
Here's what happens to you now. So it's like it's almost just continuation of your life. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like strategically the way to do it is to date her long enough to where it becomes a thing, and then you get out. Like, he is stuck in there a long time.
Yeah.
I could imagine being cool.
We don't know how long.
Sticking there longer, and he can give it in 9 months, we're going to find out. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, that's what he needs to be doing. Happy baby, Rotella. I'd almost forgot about that to just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah, so, yeah. If I'm Travis... Lock her down.
Ike Reese and Iron Man.
You gotta realize she's younger than him, right? Or
yes, no, she's
the same
younger.
Age.
No, about the same age.
She's younger though. He's like 35. I think she's a few years younger than he is.
I think he's like 33.
No, I think Travis 34? is. Yeah, Travis. Would,
no, he's yeah, 34
Travis
or 35.
There, yeah, yeah, Jason was what 37.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, he's 35.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, he's up there.
And the last thing I'll say, you said, oh, the parties you go to?
Yeah.
Those famous people parties, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Damn right about that. I want to take that back as soon as I said it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that fun.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, I want to take that back as soon as I said it.
By the way, they're both 35.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, both 35.
I'm like, yeah, the parties? Like, no, we don't want to go to those parties.
No.
That's, you might be right. That might be a reason to get the hell out of
yes.
there. Yeah, just the party. Just if I get invited to one of
yeah,
those.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, honey. I'm sick. I can't go to that one. I don't know. All right. Next, I want to talk to you about the one seed. Because in this show of people taking things a little bit lightly, I think, now that the one seed's a possibility, I feel like people may be taking it a little lightly. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? And for next question, give us a pair of siblings for that $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All righty. There's no better way to get in the festive spirit than watching the birds on Sunday in this Holiday Division Showdown. That's right. Join Joe and Hugh for the pregame show at Stateside Distillery in Fishtown on December 22nd. Now, my friends over at Stateside Vodka are having the streets shut down for an ugly sweater block party for the game. Matter of fact, got my ugly sweater yesterday. I'll have that on Sunday because I am already ready to get into the festive mood. Now, there'll be outdoor TVs, food trucks, and plenty of surfsides and vodkas to go around for everyone. Rumor has it, Big Hugh will be breaking out his Santa suit, which means Joe Giglio, he'll be back in his elf costume for you, so you get a chance to check him out. Join the boys and the festivities this Sunday for the game at Stateside in Fishtown. Must be 21.